Are you depending on God or your savings account? Hey, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. For many people, credit's a necessity and debt's a way of life. The Bible shows us a better way. Proverbs 21:20 says, "Precious treasure and oil are in a wise man's dwelling, but a foolish man devours it." Often we simply lack the self-control to make any progress. The solution is to trust God while also saving. The common attitude presented in the Bible is to save on a regular basis. From emergency accounts to future needs, savings provide protection. This happens when Christians develop good habits to replace bad ones. Everyone living above the poverty level probably has the capability to save money, yet many don't. They think the amount they can save is so small that it's meaningless. However, no amount is insignificant. Even $5 per month will add up. Many of you are concerned about not earning interest on your savings. Here are a few of my suggestions to make each dollar count. Compare banks to see who offers the best rates and take advantage of sign-up bonuses. Maintain a minimum balance and make direct deposits to eliminate existing bank fees. Avoid all overdrafts. Watch closely or get notifications on your account balances. Savings helps you cover unplanned expenses and share with others in need. He wants you to keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. So be thankful, for He promised to never leave us or forsake us. Trust Him to provide and resolve to save money regularly. Are you struggling with credit card debt? I recommend Christian Credit Counselors. They'll create a debt management plan that will work for you. For more information, call the Crown Helpline, 800-722-1976, or visit online at crown.org/CCC.